I'm not working. I'm making my hobby my job. It's amazing that I can do that and I care. All right, friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. Very fun episode for you. The last one of 2023. How did I get to this point and where am I going in 24? I'm explaining that and we're going to work on our strengths, work on our weaknesses, and how you prioritize which one you do the most of. This is the Ultimate OD Podcast. Here we go. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for an awesome 2023. We've gotten bigger. We've grown. It's awesome. I love what I do. I love talking to you each and every week. I love the feedback that you give me. Please continue to keep it coming. So this is the last episode of 2023. A lot of things that we can do. We can look back on the past, look ahead to the future. I'm going to do a little bit of both, okay? One of the things that we tend to think about around this time of the year, whether it's business, personal, just in general, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Okay? And then, what do you work on? Do you want to maximize your strengths and go all in? Do you want to look at your weaknesses and make those better? Last year, I really took a big look at where I thought I was weak, and I worked on those. So what I've heard, and this is something that I thought was very insightful, is when you practice, you should work on your weaknesses. When you're in games, you should compete based on your strengths. So that makes sense, right? You're always going to be working on the things you could get better, and the things that are very strong, you want to do those when it's running your business, when you're playing in the game, maximize your chance of winning. Well, what I did last year is when I didn't even know that concept, I didn't have that in my head, but I looked at where I was weak, okay? And one of the main things that I thought was mentally, my knowledge base was lacking on a lot of different fronts. Glaucoma, MAC degen, dry eye, okay? So I identified the weakness and I said, everything I'm going to do in 2023 is going to be to increase knowledge on those things. If it's not one of those three, don't worry about it. Don't go after it. And invariably, I started doing a lot of dry eye because I was fascinated by it. It was interesting to me and it applied to my day-to-day practice. So it was really cool that I saw a weakness. I came up with a game plan. So every webinar, every article, anything I could find, anyone I could talk to, I listened. And you know what happened over the course of the year is that you start to realize that you hear the same thing over and over and over again, right? And you will invariably come up with your own philosophy on treating dry eye or glaucoma or MAC degen, but it becomes more comfortable. When I first started, this was in 22, I went to Vision Expo West and I was in the, you know, conference hall or the exhibit hall, and I went up to the IPL people and I'm like, hey, so is this like LipiFlow? Is this what you do? And they're like, no, this is an IPL. I had no clue what an IPL was. I talked to one of my good friends who was trying to get into this, and she's like, are you using lasers? I'm like, no, there's no laser. IPL is not a laser, right? It's just, but that's where my knowledge was when I first started. I didn't even know what IPL was. And I'm like, all right, got the price on that. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait on that a little bit. And then I added, you know, home therapies. Let's get our warm compresses and lid hygiene a little bit better. Okay, we got that. What supplements can we offer for dry eye? What over-the-counter drops? And I just brought that in. And you know what happened? People started responding. It started resonating with them. They'd come back. I'm like, all right, there's some legs to this. Like, I scheduled dry eye evals, and they'd come back in. I'm like, this is cool. So then I'm like, all right, I'm going to start small. I bought a tear care. Tear care is what it is. I think it's a little overpriced in the sense that I hate having the reusable eyelid things that you have to buy, right? That defeats any, it limits your revenue, okay, from a business standpoint. And from a functional standpoint, I don't think it's that far superior to other options on the market. So that's my two cents on that. But I brought it in, and then eventually I said, let's just go after this, and I went all in and got the IPL. And my mental thinking on that was, if I buy this, I have no choice. I have this investment. I have to go after it. I can't quit. I can't just let that sit in the corner. It is too big of an investment not to go all in, and I did. And it was awesome. So mentally, I increased my knowledge base, and it grew my practice. The other thing that I looked at was managed care, and I am a huge managed care office. I see a lot of, VSP, iMed, Spectera, Davis, all these ones that everyone kind of poo-poos. We did amazing this year. In my market, we did amazing, okay? In addition, I said, if I'm going to take managed care, I'm going to maximize it. So did some things, maxed out the categories. I met with my reps. And I said, hey, what do I have to do to get more reimbursement from this? What am I doing wrong in my frame lines? And I listened to what they said, and I did it. And every quarter, I met with my lab rep and said, how can I be better? And again, that grew my practice. My prices, I raised them, right? I said, hey, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to be here, there's no sense in being the second most expensive. Or if you're not going to be the cheapest, you might as well be the most expensive. So that's what I've had the philosophy of this year is we sell a better quality product, a better quality service. We're in charge of what we're worth. Now, I can still get better at that, but I did raise my prices. My revenue per patient went up. My revenue per clinic went up. My revenue per optical went up. All right? Charge what you're worth. I made a conscious effort for that. So those are big things that I looked at weaknesses and said, this is awesome. Another thing that I thought was a weakness, in a sense, was I was measuring myself with someone else's measuring stick, someone else's ruler, if you will, okay? I knew what all the big practices were doing. I said, I want to be like them, instead of saying, what do I want to do? And that brings me to 2023 coming to an end. I'm still in love with dry eye. Ocular surface. Now, I like the ocular surface, and I'm expanding that aspect. Amniotic membranes, doing a lot more pharmaceutical options to help patients, still doing IPL. When I first got the IPL, if the only tool you have in your toolbox is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So, and I still think that fundamentally, internal inflammation, the lids, the oxidative stress, IPL is the best thing for that. However, there's more to the puzzle than just that, and I'm starting to expand that, and I'm going to dry eye ocular surface disease clinic 2.0. All right. In addition, I looked at the office that I want to work in, right? I'll get into this on another episode, but some health things came up, not serious, but serious to me, I guess. I'm 40, right? And I looked at it and said, how can I make my life worth living? How can I practice in such a way that I don't wake up one day, say that I have a terminal illness or something going on and be like, oh man, what did I do for the last 40 years, right? It's not that I want us to think that way, but if you say you're going to get this diagnosis and then all of a sudden you're going to do things differently, why don't you just do that now? I had that conversation with my wife. I'm like, man, if I would do this because I want my life to have meaning and I'm putting off the things that are important, what's stopping me from doing that now? And that's how I'm changing my practice in 24. I don't think I'm going to look back and say, I wish I would have had a few less crazy stories. I wish I would have taken a few less chances that went one way or the other. I want to live life and I want to practice the way I want to practice. So I'm carrying my office to doing that. And dry eye is a huge thing. Ocular health and wellness. That's another thing that I'm kind of trying to create that persona. What can we do to have preventative medicine in eye care, right? For diabetics, hypertensive patients, future dry eye patients, an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure, right? So I'm doing everything I can to live the life that I'm preaching, but give my patients the same opportunity. A lot of stuff that goes on in the microbiome affects your eyes in terms of dry eye. And I want to explore that, give patients a better understanding of what's going on, why there's inflammation in their bodies. I've had a lot of conversations with patients of like, hey, we got to reduce those inflammatory foods, the omega-6s in your diet, and don't eat this, don't eat that. And they look at me and they're like, well, what should I eat? And I'm like, well, no one's ever talking about this. It's not intuitive for you. Well, it took me a lot of time to figure it out for myself. I want to give them that same understanding, that same knowledge base. I think it'll make a big difference. So trying to do that, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. So starting a new office, I'm building out the optical because I think that's a revenue generating source. I think there's a huge, you need to do that, right? The dry eye center. I'm having dedicated dry eye rooms. I'm putting a lot of money into those, having chairs for the IPLs, investing in amniotic membranes, having those in office, just whatever I can do to have all the tools in my toolbox available at the tips of my fingers. I'm adding more supplements to my regimen or to my cabinet, if I will. Three main ones, omega-3s, lutein, zeaxanthin, a diabetic supplement for MyPromise. I just want to have that option for the diabetic patients. So again, trying to add to that ocular health and wellness, and then making it more of a complete holistic approach to treating dry eye, not just, you know, IPL, not just pharmaceutical agents, but what's causing the inflammation and how can we get that to subside? Again, this interests me and it's fun for me. You need to take a step back and do the same thing for your practice. What do you want to do? I've talked to a couple of you and you've said to me, you know what, I'd rather never take a managed vision care plan again. Awesome. Do it. Be completely 100% medical. What's stopping you? You have to get up every day and go to work. You, as a private practice owner, have the luxury of deciding how and what you're going to do. No one can tell me that I have to do X, Y, or Z. And that's awesome. You have that power. You have that ability. Don't just look at the most. Now, again, I want you to make revenue. You have to run a business. Make it work for you. It doesn't have to be dry eye. It doesn't have to be myopia management. It doesn't have to be vision therapy. It can be straight 100% medical. It can be whatever you want it to be. Just make it happen. You don't even have to have an optical in your office. I think it's a horrible idea, but I've heard of people that got rid of optical. They don't do contact lens fittings and they just do what they want to do. Awesome. Make your 2024 the start of the life and practice you want to live. And me personally, I'm trying to live what I'm preaching. Every supplement that I'm offering, I take. Every recommendation from a diet and health and wellness thing, I'm trying to do myself. I think it resonates more, and honestly, it's been so much fun. The things I read, I study, I listen to are the things that I do every day. I'm not working. I'm making my hobby my job. It's amazing that I can do that in eye care. And we have that ability. So that's what I have for you. Remember, work on your weaknesses, compete on your strengths. If you work on those weaknesses, you're going to find your niche. You're going to find out what you like, what you're good at, or those weaknesses are going to become strengths. And that's what you're going to build your business on. Where do you want to go and what do you want to do? Trust me, it's changed my life for 2023. It's going to have an awesome 2024. I'll share with you every step of the journey. I'll have more for you next week.